and just medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape. Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I've raised a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you, whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump is threatening to close the entire U.S.-Mexico border unless Mexico slows the tide of migrants from Central America.
The woman accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of being inappropriate.
Plant a slow kiss on the top of my head.
Massive blaze raging across South Jersey. Burlington County activating its wildfire strike team.
Attorney General William Barr says he'll release a redacted version of the Mueller report by mid-April.
Rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed outside his store.
The crowd keeps growing there at the scene. One suspect now being sought.
Winston, no one near him, and he's going to come out.
Kentucky.
I'm so happy for the people at Auburn who have been waiting forever to get to their first Final Four.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well,
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. First-time caller since let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Who's the winner last week?
On the Sweet Creek gift basket? Give me one moment.
Give me just a little bit of time.
We didn't do it on air. He did call in. Mike.
Mike. And I see that I got that information down to them. So, Mike, you're good to go.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a good interview with Dick Brubaker, so I didn't feel like interrupting that. But Mike did call. We got it squared away. He is the winner.
Excellent, Mike. Let us know after you pick your basket up and how it went. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham here. He's going to be talking now about health care. I think he's spot on with this, by the way.
I know that health care is obviously one of the most important issues in terms of your reelection, in terms of the president's reelection. Yeah. And the president this week said that the Republican Party is going to become the party of health care. I don't know if everybody agrees with that because you got to have a plan. Do you think Republicans have a plan?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of good ideas. And I'm going to run on health care. I'm going to challenge my Democratic colleague, any Republicans, libertarians, vegetarians, to replace Obamacare. We started out with five plans in South Carolina. We're down to one. Premiums went up 31% last year. Obamacare has failed in South Carolina. It needs to be replaced with plans that require the pre-existing conditions to be covered, but more flexibility, more choices. So I'm going to run on health care. My idea is to take the money in Washington, send it back to South Carolina, cover sick people, but let my state come up with a plan that fits South Carolina and get out from this Obamacare umbrella in Washington that's crushing us. The Supreme Court, I believe, will strike Obamacare down. The only reason Roberts voted to uphold Obamacare is because the individual mandate was considered to be a tax, and the government can tax almost anything. Now the individual mandate has been struck out of the law. I think it falls. So here's my plan: to take the money in Washington, block grant it back to the states, give the people of South Carolina control of this money, not some bureaucrat in Washington, and we'll do a better job than anybody in Washington could ever hope to do for South Carolina.
Spot on with that. So in other words, block granting back to the state. There's a state-created risk pool. Put people in the risk pool for pre-existing conditions. Then do where you can buy out-of-state affinity groups and create your own groups that are there. And I think that is definitely the solution. This is a subject I worked on in the 1990s in the governor's office. And when I really look at it and talk to doctors, things have not changed that much, other than the expenses are much higher than we thought they were going to be. Let's go to the phones. Mike, the Sweet Creek winner. Hey, Mike, welcome aboard.
Hello, Dan. How are you guys today?
I'm great. How was your trip down to Sweet Creek?
Well, apparently I had just missed you yesterday.
Uh-oh.
But they said that you had just come in as I was coming in, so apparently we crossed and didn't see each other. But anyway, had the pulled pork plate with the swamp slaw, which was amazing.
Man, that slaw really is good.
Talked to Reed a little bit, got to get out there and play with the chickens and the peacocks, and also came away with some fabulous muscadine juice that they had out there. Got some honey, bucket of strawberries, and still got some stuff left on the gift card, so it was a good day.
Aren't those strawberries spectacular?
They are amazing and sweet, real sweet.
Yeah, what I do is I'll take them and cut off the tops and then put them in a bowl and sprinkle a little bit of sugar on them, just let them sit there, and then add some ice cream with it. They are outstanding.
Oh, good vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, there you go.
But if folks haven't had a chance to get out there and check out Sweet Creek, they need to get out there. The weather's beautiful, and everything is up to par out there. Reed and them are doing a really, really fabulous job out there.
Well, Mike, congratulations. I'm glad that you won, and I'm really glad that you called in.
Well, I certainly appreciate Dan. Y'all have a wonderful day.
I'm sorry I missed you when I was out there.
No, no problem. I was hoping to get out there before you left, but y'all have a good day, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. Mike, the Sweet Creek Farm Market winner. Sounds like he had a good time. Still got some money on that card. I tell you, Karen and Reed Ingram just do it upright. If you're looking for a fun place to go, for, particularly for the weekend, if you have grandchildren or children, you want to just get them kind of out in the sunshine, running around with the chickens and going down the slide and climbing around, it's a great place for kids. Great place. I was watching a family with their kids just having the time of their lives, and you could tell they were city slickers, and they had never been around chickens and goats and rabbits and things like that, but the kids were just having the time of their lives. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham, who's going to be talking about national security and China.
National security has been also a major theme for you. You've been a stalwart in terms of being strong for the military, not just our troops around the world, but also when it comes to cyber. China is an issue. That's something else that you've been dealing with a lot. We got some new data overnight. The China manufacturing gauge, the purchasing managers, hit a six-month high. It was actually a positive for the Chinese economy, but the economy there has weakened because of trade. What are your expectations in terms of a deal between the U.S. and China? And how much should we focus on things like Huawei and the risks to the U.S. national security as a result of all the espionage going on, Senator?
Because of President Trump, this is the best chance we've had to stop China from cheating in my lifetime. China steals our intellectual property. If you do business in China, they're required to have a Chinese business partner. They steal everything you own. They have state-run enterprises that no business in South Carolina can compete with the government of China. So Trump has decided to take China on. Their economy has been crippled because of these tariffs. We will get a great deal, or we will have no deal at all. Somebody needs to bring China to heel. Somebody needs to make them play fair. And I'm standing behind President Trump. When it comes to China, you've got to experience some pain to make them stop cheating us. So in terms of the 5G movement here, Huawei, to our European friends, if you go into a Chinese 5G network, you're going to have a hard time doing business with the American economy and the American national security infrastructure because it will become a spy platform. So President Trump's done two things. He's put the world on notice. Watch when you buy Chinese technology. We can't do business with you if you go Chinese 5G. And he's also told the Chinese, your days of cheating are over.
Yeah.
And we need to stand behind our president, and I will.
Yeah, this 5G thing is real big. And there are some countries who are going to do the 5G, and they're going to do it the cheap route, and they're going to go through China. And what they're doing is they're putting them at risk, and they're putting us at risk. And us doing it this way is going to move things towards American companies that have had passed a national security clearance level for their equipment, so they don't have the potential problems that China equipment has. So it's going to be boast American companies. It's also going to make us safer. So I like this. Lindsey Graham, I tell you, he's a top dog out there now. Lindsey Graham now is going to be talking about North Korea and China.
Mike Pompeo came on the show and talked about how he's trying to make the case to Europe because they're pushing back because the Huawei infrastructure was cheaper. What about North Korea? What's your take on where that goes next? Why did the president leave early, that meeting with Kim Jong-un?
Because he felt like Kim Jong-un wasn't serious about getting a deal. You got to be willing to walk if you ever want to get a good outcome. Nobody's had North Korea in the spot we have today because President Trump got North Korea's attention because he pushed back hard. He told them in no uncertain terms, you're going to give up your nuclear weapons and your missiles that can hit America, but I'm willing to give you a great deal in return. We're talking to North Korea from a position of strength. He walked away, and I would suggest to the North Koreans, to the Chinese, and to the Japanese and South Koreans that you help President Trump find a way to end this. Make sure that North Korea gives up their nuclear weapons, their missile technology that can threaten American homeland, in return, provide security and prosperity to North Korea. Everybody before Trump talked a lot and did nothing. Mm. For the first time, we finally got North Korea's attention, and China needs to help us.
Yeah, I'm kind of, the North Korea train is definitely off the tracks here, and see what where this goes. Lindsey Graham here is going to be talking about the top campaign issues that he has. He's running for re-election in 2020 in South Carolina. By the way, he's going to win by a landslide. I have friends of mine that lean moderate Democrat that really like Lindsey Graham.
All of these issues are front and center for you in your re-election campaign. What are your priorities beyond that it feels like you're up against the Democrat platform that in many ways is looking more and more socialist, whether it's Medicare for All, Green New Deal, big federal programs that are running people's lives.
Medicare for All means Medicare for nobody. Can you imagine finally getting on Medicare after waiting all these years and Bernie Sanders invites 80 million of his closest friends to join you? You know, that will collapse Medicare as we know it. It will be inferior health care. My goal is to run on the idea that we should take the Obamacare dollars, block grant them back to the states, make sure that sick people are covered, and allow states to figure this out, have innovation at the state level, because nobody's ever going to figure anything out in Washington. When it comes to the tax code, keep taxes down. Do not destroy the economy by trying to help the environment. The Green New Deal will never protect the environment because it destroys the economy. That will be the end of the American economy. My goal is to put as many conservative judges on the court as possible. President Trump's greatest legacy will be reshaping the court. My goal is to stand behind the president to rebuild the military, stand up to China, bring put Iran in a box, destroy ISIS, and stand by our friends like Israel. I've got a very specific agenda, and it includes health care.
He's on a roll there. I like how positive he is, and he certainly has gotten full behind Donald Trump. Now, let's go to the story on Creed. Oh, no, I got a break. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, so you don't spend money on tools you won't use again. We'll even give you instructions on how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone.
Knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, let's get to Creepy Joe.
I couldn't help myself.
I know. Creepy Joe, this is a story that was on CBS this morning. A about Creepy Joe.
We're going to begin with this. A former Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Nevada has suddenly made Joe Biden's all but certain presidential campaign uncertain. Lucy Flores says Biden touched and kissed her in a way that unsettled her during a campaign event nearly 5 years ago now when he was Barack Obama's vice president.
Biden is disputing Flores' story while he prepares to get into the 2020 race. Some of his potential rivals for the Democratic nomination said over the weekend they believe Flores, but it is something voters would have to decide. Ed O'Keefe looks at why the allegation rings true for some of Biden's critics.
We're still weeks away from Biden's anticipated entry into the presidential race, and the accusation made over the weekend speaks to a part of his behavior that some find harmless, but that his accuser says deserves more scrutiny. She tells CBS News she was too nervous to share her story until now.
All of a sudden, I feel hands on my shoulders, and Vice President Joe Biden is behind me.
Lucy Flores alleges that Joe Biden approached her suddenly from behind at a 2014 campaign event when she was running for Nevada Lieutenant Governor.
He like smelled my hair, and then he leaned in further and planted this slow kiss on the top of my head.
Okay, now we said when Biden was going to get in the race that this kind of stuff was going to happen.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, what these reporters are not talking about is Flores and Kamala Harris are friends.
Oh, really? This is the first I'm hearing of that, but it makes a lot of sense.
It really does. And she kind of consulted with Kamala Harris about her political meteoric rise and how she did and things like that, so they became kind of friends.
And now it's like, remember that time when, Joe Biden,
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I remember him. Like, remember when he kissed you? His behavior, sometimes it does look innocuous. Some of the still photos look more damning than video. But there are definitely some moments out there on video where it's like, Joe, what are you doing? Like, get your nose out of that woman's hair. Please.
I know. Let me tell you, it really is interesting the way this thing is kind of, pardon the expression, but going down here. I think Joe's is going to have a problem here. So let's continue on with Creepy Joe's CBS story.
Flores originally made the allegation in an essay published Friday by TheCut.com, writing, "I had never experienced anything so blatantly inappropriate and unnerving before." In a statement Sunday, Biden said, "In my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort. And not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. We have arrived at an important time when women feel they can and should relate their experiences, and men should pay attention. And I will."
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Biden's known for a personable, some might say affectionate campaign style that sometimes raises eyebrows. Late Sunday, Stephanie Carter, wife of former Defense Secretary Ash Carter, defended Biden, writing that the moment he leaned in to speak with her at her husband's 2015 swearing-in ceremony has been misinterpreted. "The Joe Biden in my picture is a close friend, helping someone get through a big day, for which I will always be grateful," Carter said. Flores is a former supporter of Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign, and she attended a rally for candidate Beto O'Rourke over the weekend. She said she wants voters to consider Biden's behavior.
"This is serious behavior, and we should talk about that, and we shouldn't ignore it."
The organizer of the 2014 campaign event in question says he's reviewed more than 700 photographs from that day and found nothing resembling Flores' accusation. She told CBS News she felt violated and that she doesn't believe Biden should run. Some of his potential 2020 opponents say they're aware of the accusation, but wouldn't say whether this disqualifies him from the race.
Didn't disqualify him, but boy, he's going to make it difficult in the Me Too world out here.
Yeah, and I do think the Democrats, and I think they all realize this, even if you're not Joe Biden, they have to be careful on what exactly they pounce on. Because sometimes they could pounce on something that is benign, is like what Secretary Carter's wife just said. And it's like, how dare you even look at it that way? So I think they'll pick their spots. The tie between Flores and Kamala Harris is interesting, and it makes too much political, dirty politics sense. I mean, these photos have been out there for a while. Biden giving shoulder rubs and Biden leaning in and whispering and all this stuff, but We'll see.
Let's listen to Byron York talk about Creepy Joe.
Where is Byron?
Didn't that Tim Bowen?
I don't believe so.
Uh-oh.
I can double-check that, though. But I can...
It's on the last email.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you're going to bring this up, Joe did it, obviously, in public eye. That's why we know about it. I mean, he... His statement seems ready and guarded, like he knew this was going to happen.
You know why? Because he's done things like this.
Right. And it's a matter of, did you, No, I did not get it.
You didn't get a third?
Mm-mm.
Well.
But, I mean, he's still the leader of the pack, vroom vroom. He is, I guess it's name ID. But the idea of, I don't know, I think the Democrats probably, a lot of them want a fresh start from the Clintons, even from the Obama years. Let's get
I think old and white is not something that they're necessarily looking for.
Oh, sure. Unless it's Bernie Sanders taking on the bankers and the rich and the corrupt and the orange, like an orange president.
Okay, I just sent it to you.
Okay.
Smoke News Bar 3.
Yeah, Biden, I think, has good... He's funny, though, man. Like, when he tries to make a point... He's funny when he's not infuriating. But when he really wants to drive a point home, he can yell and do the demagoguery with the best of them. But when he's, like, wanting to be serious, he gets down real low and almost eats the microphone. Like, this... When Obama made that order to go in with the SEAL teams and kill Osama bin Laden, folks, that was the gutsiest call in 1,000 years. It's like, well... Maybe, you know, Dwight Eisenhower and the forces at D-Day storming the beach was a gutsier, riskier call. I don't know. It's just
everything is hyperbole. Everything is, yeah, it's exaggerated with him. It's bigger than he really is.
He is a piece of work. And that's part of his charm.
Biden, now we're...
But I think that's why he has never succeeded on his own, and Obama sort of pulled him out of the ashes. I've got this Byron York clip ready to go.
Good. Hit it.
Byron York, chief political correspondent of the Washington Examiner, joins me now. And Byron, good morning to you.
Morning, Bill.
On the Biden matter, how do you see this developing?
Well, he's going to have to address it in some way. I mean, so far, the vice president, former vice president, has said he had never had any intention to make anyone uncomfortable, any of that. That's perfectly fine for a non-candidate. But if he is going to enter the race, he's going to have to address this. He's going to have to actually take questions about this. Because as you saw, his fellow candidates are not going to cut him any slack. They're going to say they believe Lucy Flores. And it's up to the former vice president to explain himself. So that's got to be the next step in this.
Here is the NBC Wall Street Journal polling on this is pre-weekend story now, Byron. Joe Biden was at 70%, and Bernie Sanders was just below him at 60%. He's a clear front runner.
Absolutely, but he's not in the race yet. I think everybody would say that Joe Biden, once he gets in the race, will probably begin to go down in those polls. It's just what always happens. People look at the person who's not undergoing the scrutiny of a political campaign. They say he looks great. And when he's in the scrutiny, when he's in, you know, scrapping with everybody else in the field, then his numbers go down. So I think that's kind of an artificial number because you have these other candidates who are out and about, who are talking, who are taking positions, who are, you know, participating in town halls, all of that kind of stuff. You've got that going on, and Joe Biden is just staying off to the side, being Uncle Joe.
Just being Uncle Joe.
Well, I'm thinking back. Most of the time, your vice president is a little goof troop compared to the president. Like, I think H.W. Bush compared to Reagan. I mean, Reagan is, I mean, H.W. is nowhere near Reagan in terms of charisma and how he could carry himself, I don't think. And he's the last VP to win president, right?
Right.
And then so think of Al Gore. He's a little kind of boring compared
goofy.
Goofy compared to Clinton.
Remember, he was trying to be the alpha male.
Right. I guess, who was it under George? Well, I have to leave it out. There's the one exception to the rule, Dick Cheney. Cheney was the boss. Not literally, maybe in some regards. Cheney breaks the rule I just set up, but man,
yeah, he was much more
Probably the
alpha
most
male.
And there's a case to be made. Probably the most powerful vice president in history, maybe other other than Lyndon Johnson.
So let's continue on with good old Uncle Joe from Byron York's perspective.
This was the talk on the Sunday shows as well. Here's Kellyanne Conway with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
I think Joe Biden has a big problem here because he calls it affection and handshakes. His party calls it completely inappropriate.
So I would imagine, Byron, you're going to get a lot more reaction on this. And depending how Biden responds to it, as you appropriately point out there, it will dictate a lot. Lucy Flores was on CNN over the weekend, and she was asked about her support for Bernie Sanders in 2016. And the question was given to her in a sense that some people will see this as political motivation. And she responded to that in a rather clear way. She's given this great thought, Byron.
Of course, it's all political. I mean, we're in a political campaign. But the reason this is a big deal, we should remember, is this is not the first example we've seen of Joe Biden touching women a lot in public. The Lucy Flores situation was interesting because it was off camera. Some of these other incidents have been on camera, and you saw the Stephanie Carter, the wife of Ashton Carter, say that what happened was okay with her. But we've had other pictures of Biden touching women, perhaps inappropriately. So if this were one single incident with Lucy Flores that nobody else saw, it would be one thing. But in fact, it fits into a pattern of what the world has observed. And maybe it's just Joe Biden's affectionate, touchy, physical style. And maybe it's something that Democrats are going to judge as inappropriate for one of their candidates.
You remember him swimming nude with the female Secret Service agent standing post?
Right.
That one will be one that will definitely hit the fan. I have no reason to not believe a client that that's not true.
Yeah, and I think this could hurt him in the polls, but if it doesn't hurt him in the polls, it might be that they... Just watching a lot of these Me Too stories, some of them, it like hits everybody that, like Weinstein, Cosby, this sort of things are really bad. Then you get other stories where it ends up just pissing off, number one, a lot of women. Like, really? That's what you're... You know, like with Aziz Ansari. There have been some turning points where it's like, okay, y'all are going too far with the policing here. So I think they've got to square that away. We are talking about a Democratic primary, though, so I think the standards might be different than the general.
And the women's vote is a big chunk of that, too.
Right.
News 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back after this quick break.
Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee plan to vote Wednesday to subpoena Attorney General William Barr for the full special counsel report on Russian election meddling.
Barr says he'll have a redacted version of the report ready for Congress by the middle of this month. Democrats in Congress want the full report, not a redacted version. Barr says he has to protect classified information and material that could relate to active investigations and personal privacy.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A report on last month's plane crash in Ethiopia was supposed to come out today. Now we're told it may be sometime this week.
The crash, which killed all 157 on board, involved a Boeing 737 MAX jet. The same model involved in a Lion Air crash last October. Reports say the same software problem could have been involved in both incidents. All 737 MAXs are now grounded while a fix by Boeing is developed.
Fox's Greg Palcott. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We have a cool start today. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature in the middle 60s, a little breezy. Tonight, scattered showers, mostly late tonight. Chilly, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. I think we'll be down to 43 on Tuesday night, and then back to the mid-70s on Wednesday. That's a great day, Wednesday. And then rain returns on Thursday. The pollen count starting off this week in the very high range today and just medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. American Newsroom did a report on this with Peter Ducey. This is an end.
Biden now responding to those allegations of inappropriate behavior after a former Nevada politician, Lucy Flores, says Biden placed his hands on her shoulders, then kissed the back of her head during a campaign rally back in 2014. The two were not close at the time. Flores saying she felt violated by the contact, but not sexually assaulted.
I don't believe that it was a bad intention. I'm not in any way suggesting that I felt sexually assaulted or sexually harassed. I felt invaded. I felt that there was a violation of my personal space.
Peter Ducey is live in Washington, D.C. with more. So, Peter, has Joe Biden apologized?
No, but he is now trying to explain, Julie, that physical contact is just part of his style, with a written statement that says, in part, in my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort. And not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it has never been my intention. And Biden is getting some backup now from another woman who says that she appreciated the time he reached out and touched her. Stephanie Carter, wife of former Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who writes now that her story is different. Remember, he is not officially, technically, a candidate for president yet.
How are other candidates, Peter, digesting all these allegations against Biden?
Based on what they know and what they have heard from Lucy Flores, they're taking her side.
I read the op-ed last night, I believe.
Lizzie Flores. And Joe Biden needs to give an answer.
Should he not run as a result?
Look, that's for Joe Biden to decide. That is their decision about whether or not to run, and it will be up to Democratic voters whether or not to support them.
I have no reason not to believe Lucy. And I think what this speaks to is the need to fundamentally change the culture of this country.
Many of the Democratic presidential hopefuls are going to be here in Washington, D.C. for the We the People Summit throughout the course of today. So we do expect to get a lot more reaction to Biden today.
Interesting. That little bump bump sound was throwing Joe under the bus.
Yeah.
And this is he's vulnerable here. He's definitely vulnerable. And what he can do is, I think this is making him second thought on announcing. And they're probably running some tadpoles right now to see what the impact of this is. Because I assure you there'll be more. There'll definitely be more. 272-9228, that's where we are. Chick-fil-A being banned from another airport. There's an op-ed about this. This was on Fox and Friends this morning.
There is another airport that is banning Chick-fil-A.
Yep, wake the kids. Plans for Chick-fil-A pulled from Buffalo Niagara International Airport as critics accuse them of being anti-LGBTQ. This after San Antonio banned the chain from its airport last week.
Our next guest argues banning Chick-fil-A is not only bigoted, but illegal. Keisha Russell. Russell is an associate counsel with First Liberty Institute, and she joins us now to explain. So why is this illegal?
Well, it's a violation of the First Amendment to treat any organization with hostility just because of its religion. And it's also a violation of accepting federal grants. You agree not to discriminate on basis of religion, and we think that San Antonio has violated that promise in its treatment of Chick-fil-A.
But the city council voted to ban it, so isn't that allowed?
Well, no, not if it's because of Chick-fil-A's religious beliefs or because it donates to other religious organizations. That's outright discrimination, and the city council is not allowed to do that, which is why we asked Elaine Chao from the Department of Transportation to open up an investigation and examine these San Antonio officials' actions.
The reason we have a First Amendment issue here is that most of these airport authorities are government entities, Montgomery says, for example. And so there's the government is banning speech and regulating it. But what is this about Chick-fil-A? And it's because of their religious stance. Let's listen to the second part of this.
Did you hear back from her? And does Chick-fil-A, do they have the right to sue here?
Well, we have not heard back from her yet. And anyone who wants to see that letter can go to firstliberty.org. And we definitely believe that Chick-fil-A could sue here.
So, in other words, they did this ham-handed. If they wanted to do this in a way just to get him out, they could have said something like, well, we need a fast food place going to be open on Sundays. It's not fair to the people in our airport. But they didn't come up with one of those phony excuses. They came up with the real story, and the real story is unconstitutional.
That's right. The real story is outright discrimination against Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A serves everyone. The only one here who's discriminating are the San Antonio government officials.
Chick-fil-A said this is inaccurate. We do not have a political or social agenda or discriminate against any group. More than 145,000 people from different backgrounds and beliefs represent the Chick-fil-A brand. What's your response?
Well, you know, I agree. I'm glad that Chick-fil-A is commenting on the issue, and we hope that Department of Transportation will open up an investigation and San Antonio will rethink its decision here.
Yeah, you know what? I'm curious to see the receipts because every time something like this hops into the news, it seems like people rally around a fast food place. They put their life on hold and they rally for chicken. So I think it's going to happen again.
Absolutely. Certainly hope so.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. We're going to have to kind of keep going here, don't we? We got four to get to one. That's an interesting case, though. It's I don't know what it is about. They just hate Chick-fil-A. You remember here in Montgomery when they did the boycott Chick-fil-A and everybody and their brother. I mean, we went by there like the next day. You couldn't get into the place. It was so
right.
Packed around the corner.
Maybe it's because they are such a successful business.
Christian organization.
And yeah, and they're very explicitly Christian in their belief. Though, I mean, if you walk into a Chick-fil-A, it's not like, you can go to Chick-fil-A and not think anything of it. You're there to eat the chicken and the waffle fries.
Yeah. You don't have a sense that you're in a religious institution type thing. So I think they've gone too far off the scales in this whole thing.
I suppose I think the fact that some of these airport are government entities is interesting, and that does bring up an interesting legal point. But in general, I think it's people's right to not, you know, go to a certain business if they don't like them. I don't think it'll be all that successful, though. You can boycott, but
an airport authority banning someone because of their religious beliefs, that's a whole different ballgame.
That is a major issue.
So Trump and the Mexican border, and he's doubling down on this thing. Basically, he's saying that, and you heard Lindsey Graham talk about this a little bit, he's basically threatening to close the U.S.-Mexico border. We're going to get into detail on this.
The Trump administration says the president's threat to shut down the border with Mexico is no bluff. Customs and Border Protection says the immigration system is past the breaking point because of a surge of families from Central America asking for asylum. The president criticized Democrats and Mexico yesterday, tweeting Homeland Security is being so very nice, but not for long. Manuel Bohorquez is in El Paso, Texas, a key location in the border controversy.
The El Paso sector saw such a spike in migrants that last week officials here say they were forced to house some of them under this border bridge. They've now been moved to another facility. But if you take a look from above, we can show you the problem here, and that is that shutting down the border could threaten billions of dollars in trade.
The president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
The president's aides argued Sunday the move may be necessary as Border Patrol officials deal with an influx of migrants, many coming as families before the hot summer months. Last month, more than 75,000 people were apprehended, the highest in over a decade.
So they hit this peak, and now the media is finally, even Jay Johnson said it's at a crisis point.
Right.
That's Obama's former head of DHS. And he said that, and the Dems were kind of stunned by that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back with more on the border and other things right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
$279,228, that's where we are. Yeah, Trump was pretty matter-of-fact about this border situation. Basically, what's happening is you have Guatemala, Honduras that are allowing people, Mexico is allowing them to come over the Guatemalan-Mexico border, and he wants them to stop them right there. And they said they were going to do that, but then they backed off and didn't do it. And yeah, these people, everybody goes, Beto O'Rourke and everyone's saying, well, they're fleeing, you know, hostilities. Well, they had fled hostilities. They're in Mexico. They're not, hostilities are not there in Mexico. So they've accomplished what they needed to do, and they can get asylum in Mexico, but no, they choose to go to America. Why? Because more opportunity here. But I think he's got the right idea to basically cut off funding to them, and the Dems are going crazy. So that's just going to exacerbate the problem. The problem is these people want jobs. It's not that the drug issue is going crazy. I mean, it's not good down there, no doubt about it. Guatemala is a terrible place now. Cruise ships don't even stop there anymore, and so that's imploding their economy also, because they did quite a bit of business from cruise ships, been there many a time on a cruise ship. So let's listen to the second part of the story on closing the border, CBS News.
In a letter to Congress, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen called the surge of migrant arrivals a dire situation and said the agency is facing a system-wide meltdown.
There's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
President Trump blamed Mexico and other Central American countries Friday for not stopping caravans of migrants moving toward the U.S. border. And on Saturday, the State Department cut off U.S. aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, a decision Democrats warned could worsen the humanitarian crisis.
President's cutting off aid to these countries will not solve that problem.
Back at the border, there are concerns a shutdown could hurt businesses and consumers in the U.S.
Many people from Mexico come here to buy things they need.
Trade between Mexico and Texas here along the El Paso border crossing alone totaled more than $80 billion last year, and thousands of people cross just to go to work every day. The president is set to visit the border on Friday. He'll be making a stop in Calexico, California.
Now, I think some of those numbers are deceiving, because you have cars that are coming across, you have products that are being finished in Mexico that are coming across, and they're adding that in that $80 billion. And then you have people that are driving, coming over, working, and when you're in El Paso, for example, you go on a street corner, and you see a group of migrants that are there who they want to get hired out, and they'll come and mow your lawn or do all sorts of stuff. And they're taking that money back over the border and spending it in Mexico, and that's a big boon to Mexico. I think it will have an effect on the U.S., but the big effect is going to be on Mexico itself, and I think this is smart, what Trump is doing. He's putting some pressure on them. Yeah, Delta Hotel said, is this the same El Paso where Beto O'Rourke suggests tearing down the walls and fences there? And yes, it is. That is the exact same El Paso. And Beto O'Rourke did a rally in El Paso yesterday, and he said, we're safe because we're a city of asylum seekers and immigrants here. They got to get the asylum seekers, they're seeking asylum for so they can stay here and work. That's all it is to it. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be... No, we're going to
get
to the top of the hour.
Time, man.
Top of the hour break, sorry.
Do you want
Let
to
me
that?
remind you guys about Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Preble location. Great bargains that are going on there. People are buying trucks left and right. Matter of fact, Old Navy just bought a Hemi with a 5.7 engine in it that is just beautiful. Maroon, it is spectacular looking. And he showed it to me on Saturday. Met him, dropped me off a couple of presents from... cleaning out his mother's house, his late mother's house. Here is 8 Montgomery Public School Systems ranked in the top 10% in the nation. But guess which schools they are?
Turning our attention now to an education report, 8 Montgomery public schools have been ranked in the top 10% of schools in the country. That's according to a new ranking website called The School Review. In fact, 5 of those MPS schools received an A-plus rating and were among only 41 schools statewide to receive the highest possible grade. We spoke with Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore about what this ranking means for MPS.
I think it ought to be something great for parents and the community to hear, that we actually have schools who perform well. So that's one of the things that I want the community to understand, that all of our buildings and campuses should be A-plus rated, but at least up in the A's. And so we're working toward that so that we can make it better for our students.
Now, if you want to see if your kid's school is one of the best in the state, you can find the complete list right now on our web story on the homepage of
Pull down to the end of that, into that story. Okay, so what we're talking about are Forest Avenue, which is a magnet school, Floyd Middle School, which is a magnet school, Baldwin, which is a magnet school, Brew Tech, which is a magnet school, seventh best high school in Alabama. And so what they're doing is they're throwing in and taking a celebratory trip around the track on magnet schools. Magnet schools are not public school. They're run by the public school system, but they're basically public-private schools. News Talk 93.1? Nope, I got a call coming in here.
Yeah, and it seems like also, let's look at this list, Blount Elementary, Wilson Elementary, Flowers Elementary, Carver Elementary, Dalreda, Pentlala, all these elementary, and Dunbar-Raymer School received Bs. You would expect, like BTW and BrewTech and LAMP, considered as the top high school, and Forest Avenue considered, again, the second best elementary school in the state. But there's a lot going on under the hood. And let's give credit where it's due. These have been very successful schools, but not quite to the level that we want all the schools working. Because when you're talking about magnet, you're talking about schools that can be selective in a way, though they were designed that way. And my hope is you can maybe transform some of the traditional public schools into specific charters, where you wouldn't get rid of the school at all. You wouldn't even change the school body. You would just change how the administration is performed. You could also, look at what LEED Academy is doing and have outright new charter schools. I'm all for that. We can try to keep working at these traditional public schools. But so that headline is good, but there are more than, let's say, 8 schools here in the MPS system. After this, we'll be right back. More of the Dan Moore Show.
The Dan Moore Show.
Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
There was music all around that felt so right.
Dan Morris Show.